LaRonge RCMP continue looking for a suspect after a shooting which took the life of one person last week. On Thursday, several shots were fired at a camper which was parked next to a home on Miccosu Drive on the Lac La Ronge Indian Band. 26-year-old Jeremy Bird died as a result of the shooting. Another man was taken to hospital. So far, no arrest has been made. Anyone with information is asked to contact LaRonge RCMP or Crime Stoppers. Police would also like to hear from anyone with information on a shooting in Stanley Mission. A 21-year-old man suffered a single gunshot wound. He was taken to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The incident happened around 3:30 in the morning while the man was walking in the area of McLeod Street. So far, there's no word on a suspect or charges. Anyone with information is asked to contact Stanley Mission RCMP or Crime Stoppers. Six people are facing charges after a man was severely injured in Sandy Bay last week. RCMP were called to a home early Thursday morning where they found an injured 26-year-old. He was taken to hospital in Saskatoon. A 21-year-old man, a 19-year-old, and four youth were arrested. All six were scheduled to appear in Prince Albert Court yesterday. The NDP opposition is calling on the Saskatchewan government to immediately develop a suicide prevention strategy. Maqua Saugahegan First Nation declared a state of crisis and emergency last week. In recent weeks, three people, including a 10-year-old girl, have taken their own lives. NDP leader Ryan Miley says suicide prevention strategies have worked in other provinces.
Provinces that have implemented suicide prevention strategies have seen significant drops in the number of suicide, in particular youth suicide.
Rural and Remote Health Minister Warren Keating says additional mental health professionals and assessments are being offered to the First Nation. And he adds the government is assessing other strategies to see what's being done. Commercial fishers met in Prince Albert yesterday for their 2019 conference. The president of the organization is asking for federal and provincial government funding for the conference. Saskatchewan Cooperative Fisheries Limited President Marie Hildebrandt says the Métis Nation Saskatchewan and the Prince Albert Grand Council helped to fund this year's meeting.
They each gave us money for this conference, and which is very thankful. So that is a godsend.
Hildebrand says the MNS and PAGC have committed funding for next year's conference, but more financial support is needed. Wanuskewin Heritage Park has received another tourism award. The park has received the Tourism Industry Association of Canada Indigenous Tourism Award. The park has been a center for sharing Indigenous culture, traditions, and history for more than 26 years. It's located on the northern edge of Saskatoon. Wanuskewin is also on Canada's tentative list for UNESCO World Heritage designation. Saskatchewan is joining a class action lawsuit against the opioid industry. Alberta, New Brunswick, and Ontario have previously announced they'll support the legal action, which was initiated last year by the British Columbia government. Health Minister Jim Ryder says joining the suit is appropriate given how much the opioid crisis has cost the provincial health care system.
Everybody that's read the news in the last months or years and anywhere in the country has seen the toll that opioids have taken. BC started that class action lawsuit, asked other provinces to agree.
BC says opioid manufacturers falsely marketed opioids as less addictive than other pain drugs, and doing so caused a drug crisis that has killed thousands of people. A tentative deal has been reached to end the strike at Canadian National Railway.
The agreement between the railway and Teamsters Canada covers more than 3,000 conductors, trainspersons, and yard workers. The union says normal operations at CN will resume at 6 a.m. tomorrow, local time, across the country. The deal comes as the strike was entering its second week. CN had been operating at 10% of its normal service, and the impact of the work stoppage was beginning to be felt in many sectors. Agriculture groups and the opposition conservatives had been among those demanding that the Liberal government legislate the strikers back to work, but the Liberals said they wanted both sides to reach an agreement. Ken Trimble, The Canadian Press.
A group pushing for a national handgun ban has sent a letter to new Public Safety Minister Bill Blair. They want the government to deliver on a campaign promise to ban military-style assault rifles and crack down on handguns. There is no clear definition of assault or military-style firearms in Canada, but the group wants Canada to follow the lead of New Zealand. After a mass shooting in that country, the government essentially banned semi-automatic firearms, with some exceptions. The mother of an Indigenous reservist is suing the federal government, alleging her son faced racism and bullying before he took his own life.
26-year-old Corporal Nolan Caribou committed suicide during a training exercise at CFB Shiloh in 2017. A lawsuit filed this month says Caribou was physically attacked, called derogatory names, and bullied during his 5 years as a reservist. It says his superiors knew about the harassment, but did nothing. The Department of National Defense wouldn't comment on the lawsuit. An internal inquiry found in 2018 that Caribou was bullied, and a spokesperson at the time said 5 members were reprimanded as a result. Kelly Malone, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Provincial Emergency Management Systems will send test signals to your wireless devices tomorrow. They'll also be sent out to radio and TV stations. The tests will be done mid-morning or early afternoon, depending on where in the country you live. The emergency alerts have become a familiar sound since the National Public Alert System was first tested early last year.